Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy Roos Tox, which is actually made from poison ivy. Remember, homeopathic remedies are extremely dilute, so that a homeopathic dose of Roos Tox is nothing like the risk of even touching poison ivy itself. This remedy is almost always included in a homeopathic first aid kit, and can be used for pains from strain and overexertion, or achy flu-like symptoms, which are better when the person is active. Roos Tox is indeed often used for skin eruptions, and these will look like little blisters, such as an eczema or herpes. This remedy is also often used for arthritis. And here as well as with the skin eruptions, the person will feel better from warm or hot applications, and worse from the cold. In arthritis, a person needing Roos Tox will feel better directing the hot water of the shower onto the painful joint. Or with a burning and itching skin eruption, can even get relief from putting scalding water on the burning and itching part. Another thread that runs through this remedy, regardless of the actual problem, is a feeling of restlessness. This in turn can be from a sensation of feeling caught or stuck, so the person has a desire to move. In fact, motion will make the person feel better, although there can be pain on first beginning to move, but then finally relief on continued motion. Someone needing Roos Tox will feel worse in general after midnight, and more specifically, on the emotional level, can feel apprehension at night. He or she may feel threatened without knowing why. Some homeopaths from India claim the wife of an alcoholic often requires Roos Tox. There may be a sensation of stiffness, as in arthritis, and this can extend to the emotional sphere, so that there may be a strong tendency to withhold feelings. The stuck feeling may give rise to immobility or paralysis, or just the opposite, where the person must always be on the move. Oh, and yes, Roos Tox may be useful as first aid for a poison ivy outbreak. But there are a number of other remedies that could fit a particular case better, so it's best to consult a homeopathic book or call a homeopath in your area. If you were just exposed to the leaves of three, you should always wash well with soap and water. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.